855-453. It's Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's all Boston all night. Actually, somebody's calling in from somewhere about a little something different. Maybe we'll get them if they hold on long enough. But, like I said, your calls, that's what matter here on Free Talk Live. You can listen to Free Talk Live not only on more than 110 great radio stations across the country. We've got live streams on the internet at listen.freetalklive.com. There's satellite options, including XM on 165 on the weekends, 166 on the weekdays, and we've got free air satellite. There's a webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. We even have listen lines where you can call into a telephone number. If your data is not working well enough on your phone, you can call into a telephone number and listen to Free Talk Live. It's all at listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Phil. Phil, where are you calling in from?
Hey, this is Sale.
All right, Sale?
That's all good. Yeah, I'm calling from a little town called Eureka, Montana, up north of Whitefish. Mark,
I didn't know that there was a Eureka, Montana. That was the problem. I thought it was Eureka, California. I assumed there was some kind of mistake. Go ahead.
Oh, no, there's 26 Eurekas in the United States, but I digress.
We found
it. Okay, guys. of course, I'm going to talk about the Boston bombings, and I was going to do a few little bullet points on things that I think that we can all agree on. And then I'm going to come up to end it with a big conundrum that I was hoping you guys were aware of, and when I get to it, you can, you know, give me your feedback. Okay, number one, we can all agree that the FBI was evidently in contact with the elder Tamerlane,
yeah,
back in 2011. We can all agree pretty much that the Boston Globe reportedly tweeted that there was going to be a controlled demolition at the library, basically across the street from the location of one of the bombs.
Okay, can I stop you just for a second? Why in the world would the Boston police do a controlled demolition across the street from the Boston Public Library that is like 100 yards from the finish line of the Boston Marathon during the Boston Marathon?
I don't have the answer to that. I could, you know, it'd be conjecture on my part, and I might be right, I might be wrong. I'm just trying to stick with these points. Later on, when that was refuted, there was evidently the report of a small fire that took place at that exact location where the walls to one of the entrances were scorched. Okay.
Actually, the fire was reported to be at the JFK Library, which was several miles away.
Okay.
And I think they ruled that to be an electrical fire that was totally unrelated to a bombing.
Okay, well, there you go. See how there's so much.
Yeah, there's a lot of information.
Right,
it comes quick, too.
And if I am in error, I will be the first one to say, yeah, you know. But,
and I could also be in error. I'm just, you know, pointing out that you say that these are things that we can all agree to, and so I'm just sort of pointing out that we don't all agree.
Well, I'm
not saying that you're wrong.
I'm quite happy to be enlightened.
Right. I'm not saying you're wrong. Go ahead.
So I don't have a big, long monologue, but there was something that was, I just got through watching the police chief of Watertown give his account of the big, long firefight, the 10-minute-long firefight, over 200 rounds fired that ended with Tamerlane walking towards his police officers, firing, running out of ammo, and being tackled by one of his police officers. And subsequent to that, there was a sound of an approaching vehicle being driven at high speed, purportedly by his younger brother. The police officers jumped out of the way, and the older brother was ran over and drugged by the brother. Now, it gets to this. There is a video that was supposedly, I mean, I saw the video with my own eyes, that had Tamerlane completely stark naked, handcuffed, being walked to a police car, surrounded by the police. They opened the back door of a police car, put their hand on his head, and put him in the back of the police car.
And this video is gone now?
No, the video, well, it's where I saw it is on a site called Before It's News, and the lead in to it was this was pulled from a television station down in Brazil, but it's clear as a bell. I mean, it is the fellow named, you know.
Well, I guess we're going to have to keep our eyes out on it, Phil. I mean, that's really all we can do is try to keep an open mind and keep our eyes out. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kyle in Madison. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I wanted to change the stuff just a little bit.
Go right ahead. It's Free Talk Live.
All right. I wanted to discuss Bitcoin for a little bit, kind of like I did last week.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think more people would get a little more into it, like the average person, if it was just a little easier to change my USD into Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
Because right now, I mean, you Bitcoin is great. I mean, I couldn't believe how fast I got my Bitcoins. It was remarkable, but it's you still have to fill out the form. Then you have to go into Walmart or wherever it is that you're going. Then you have to fill out a form there, and then you have to wait.
I agree with you, man. We're on the very early cusps. Anybody who's willing to do what it takes to get Bitcoins right now, I believe, are going to be very wealthy. Maybe I'm wrong. Oh, yeah. Maybe they're just wasting their money. But
the easiest thing that I've used to get the Bitcoins is the Bitcoin vending machine that was created by a couple of guys in Manchester.
Yeah, and it'll be a while before that thing's mass marketed.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I wish it was already. I mean, it'd just be so much more convenient for people. I mean, because, you know, the average person isn't going to want to sit there, fill out a form, go somewhere, fill out another form, and then go wait for 30 minutes. You know, I mean.
Nope, they're not.
They think about the ATM a lot faster than they currently are.
Thanks for your thoughts, Kyle. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Steven calling in from West Virginia on WVTS. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. My question is, I work two jobs, so I don't get a chance to keep up with all the media, and I usually catch you guys on my way home, usually right before the next show. But my question was, for these Boston bombing, these fellas here, they've been showing a lot of pictures of them walking through the crowd. But they say they have video of them dropping their backpacks in the crowd. Now, I haven't seen the video of them dropping these packs in the crowd, but they say it's out there.
I've only seen stills of them, like, sort of before and after the situation, and I think it's interesting. There was they sort of identified some backpacks that were black, and then these guys didn't have black backpacks, and so that's all sort of interesting stuff that's going on there.
Yeah. That's the only question, fellas.
Just wanted to know whether there was video of them dropping it. Well, maybe somebody knows. Thanks for the call, Stephen. Appreciate it.
It's probably like a lot of the video from 9/11 to where it's being held by the government and they don't really want it released for security reasons.
If somebody's seen it, if it's on the internet, it's hard to hold video these days.
True.
In a major news story like this, if it's out there, it's going to get moved around. Maybe somebody knows. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE or go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. Post a link there if that's what you wish to do. Again, it's facebook.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Michael, calling in from Virginia Beach. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I think the main issue here is radical religion, and there are a lot of them, not just this one. Radical religion being allowed to preach its doctrine no matter what the cost is to society.
Michael, I want to talk to you a little bit more about this, if you would. Just hold the line. 855-453. Do you have a motive for these guys? Because I think that this is what Michael's speaking to here. And it's the thing that leaves me just kind of feeling weird about this whole situation. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Now, many of you probably feel like that you're too busy or you have too much to do. But I just want to remind you that if you made your schedule, you're the only one that can change it. Look at all the things that you're doing and be bold. If there are things in your life that you know are not producing any good fruit, then don't be afraid to take them out of your schedule and open up some more time for yourself. Make an appointment with yourself for rest and relaxation. Be sure that you do all that you can to remain peaceful at all times, because it is going to be very, very good for you.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life, is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, The Future of Payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The Future of Payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call at 855-453. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
I want to tell you about the Mortgage Minute Guy. MortgageMinuteGuy.com wants you to know that you can pay less income tax. Everybody's thinking about income tax right now. Less income tax by rolling your consumer debt into a mortgage. If you've got a lot of consumer debt and you intend to pay it off, it might be a good idea to get a mortgage and, you know, get a, what would they call it, refinance your mortgage, and then be able to take the write-off for that consumer debt, because you can't. You're now paying consumer debt with after-tax dollars, and this will be a savings for you. MortgageMinuteGuy.com is the place to go to contact the Mortgage Minute Guy. They're experts at in the mortgage field. They've been advertising on a national level for many, many years. You can trust them. They've been around for a very long time. Roger Schlesinger and his group of experts over at MortgageMinuteGuy.com can help you. I'm going to give you the telephone number here. It's 866-288-0088. Again, you can go get that number at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. 88 MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Well, we did get the video, Daryl, of we were talking about the naked guy, Boston police taking naked guy into custody. Now, I looked at it. I can't tell that it's necessarily the Boston police. I just see a car that says police, but, you know, I'll take your word for it. And they definitely have a guy that appears to be naked, and he has dark hair, and he's in pretty good shape, so I suppose that could make him this Tamerlane Zaryev fella or whatever his name is.
Now, my question is, if that is Tamerlane... I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the last name. Uh-huh. If that is Tamerlane, did that happen before or after he was supposedly run over by his brother's car?
I'm pretty sure it would have been after.
If it,
before, I'm sorry.
Right, and if it happened before, then how did he get out of police custody in order to be run over by his brother's car?
These are all very good questions. And if you want to go see the video, you can go to YouTube.com. You can search Boston Police Take Naked Man into Custody. That ought to get it for you. There's about 10,000 views on it. That's Boston Police Take Naked Man into Custody. Let's go back to your calls. By the way, we'll post it on our Facebook page. You can go to Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com in order to take a look. Let's go back to your calls. We'll take... Oh, let's take Robert calling in from Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, a couple of questions I wanted to ask.
Sure.
These guys, were they American citizens or were they here on visas?
One of them was an American citizen. The other one had a green card, which makes them, a resident alien?
A legal resident, I believe.
Okay, so can still be charged with what do they call that? The legal laws still apply to them, even though they have visas.
Well, the one is dead, and he was the one that was here on the
green card. Only God's law applies to him.
Zokar, is an American citizen, so one would think that the laws apply. But they seem to sort of just make up the rules as they go along of who the laws apply to and who they don't.
Right.
I mean, the United States government did basically execute Anwar. I can never get his name right.
Anwar al-Awlaki.
Anwar al-Awlaki's son,
yeah.
Who was a
16-year-old.
Is it 16? Something like that. 16-year-old American citizen in Yemen. Now, as I understand, that was a separate incident from when Anwar was was killed. So, I mean, this is, whatever. I don't. if they break their own laws, who's going to hold them accountable?
This is true. Yeah. I'd like to ask another question, but I want to change the subject if I can, because I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
All right. My opinion? Fine.
Yes. Or the other guy that's there, too, Daryl.
Daryl? Yeah. Anybody else want to call in with your opinion on this? You can, too.
I know that you're a big. You like to push, the Bitcoin, and
I'm fond of it.
It looks interesting, and you're very fond of it. But one thing I'd like to ask you is, what do you think about buying stock in marijuana?
Buying stock in marijuana?
Yeah,
I mean, marijuana is a plant.
They're going to be selling it.
They're going to be selling stock?
No. What I'm saying is that. Now that it's legalized in certain states for medical purposes and stuff like that, there'll be, I guess my question is that can we buy stock in that yet?
I would say that there are some businesses that are certainly, that they're expanding into markets like Colorado, Washington. They're trying to take advantage of this legalization of marijuana in those places. And some of those businesses may go public at some point or another, or you may be able to buy stock privately from them. But at this point, I haven't heard of any offerings, and I don't keep my finger to the pulse of the stock market. I'm not no expert in that area. But I think it's going to be a growing area. I don't think that most people want, in the same way that most people will buy their tomatoes from a grocery store, most people will buy their marijuana from somebody who's selling, you know, THC.
And I don't think that you can buy stock in an actual product that is considered a commodity. You can buy commodities futures for like corn and pork bellies and orange juice.
I wouldn't do that for marijuana, though, because
right. That's what I was going to say. If marijuana ever became legal at a federal level, and it was traded on like futures trading indices,
right,
then you could possibly...
Marijuana is definitely not on Forex right now.
Right. you could possibly at some point in the future invest in the commodity aspect of it. Or, as Mark suggested, maybe one of the companies that is selling it in Colorado or Washington or operating a dispensary in one of the dozen of states, they might have a public or private stock option, but is it something that I would invest in? No, because I don't trust stocks.
Oh, okay. All right. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I'm sorry it didn't come out the way I wanted it to, but...
It's all right, Robert. I appreciate the call. Thank you. 855-453. We'll take your questions on anything. We're happy for them. I'm no expert, but you know, I'll talk to you about it. Let's talk to Tom. He wants to talk about naked people in Boston. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, first time caller. Love you, Mark. Wish you were still called Manwich.
Kiss, kiss.
that, you know who Ryan Dawson is?
Ryan Dawson? No, but
I've heard the name, but I have no clue who he is.
Okay, he was trying to claim that the naked guy was actually the older brother. And I said, look at the video. No, it's not. And also, it kind of corroborates the situation with the whole false arrest thing that happened, where there was this arrest that happened, and then it went to the courthouse, and yada, yada, yada. And then there was another arrest that happened. But then everybody retracted that. The FBI was like, no, we didn't actually arrest anybody. And I think that was that guy. I think that was the guy that was the false arrest. And then, you know, everything since happened. So I think the naked guy is just a
could
kind
be.
Of innocent bystander in the situation.
If he was running around naked, good chance he's
going
to get arrested.
Well, he wasn't running around naked. They had him on the floor. They had him on the ground. Actually, if you look at the semen footage and you look at it really closely, he has
Thanks
longer
for the call,
hair.
Tom. Appreciate it. 855-453. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
855-450-FREE. It's been pretty much all night long. Boston, Boston, Boston. As you can imagine, that's what people are thinking about right now. If you know an outdoor enthusiast, or you are an outdoor enthusiast, and you're into camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, you're looking for equipment, you want the name brands, and you want them at rock-bottom prices, the place to go is ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got everything that the outdoor enthusiast needs, whether it's ammunition or knives or tactical flashlights, fish finders, apparel, tents, boating equipment, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, whatever, firearm accessories. They've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. I'm familiar with them. We've worked with them for a very long time. You can trust them. ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go to, Daryl, we had a guy on, wanted to talk about extremist religion, and I don't know if we got back to him. I don't know. Maybe this is him. Michael, calling in from WNIS, were you on previously? Michael? Michael, going once. We'll put him on hold, see if I mess this up royally.
Don't forget to bring this guy back.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'll go to Hal in South Carolina here. Hal, you're on Free Talk Live. Apparently, I've done something wrong. Let's see. Hal, going once. I do not know what's going on. Maybe it's our syndicate. No. What can I tell you?
Could be. The phones were working in the last segment.
Yeah, I don't think I've changed any of the little buttons.
I didn't see you push any buttons.
Yep, I don't remember. Well, this Boston thing has me worried. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about regarding it is the situation where the house-to-house searches. Now, there are reports where police officers were going into people's houses without them allowing them in.
They were telling the people, you need to exit the house so that we can search your house.
That's disturbing. I wouldn't want any police officers telling me to leave my house while they searched it. I don't think I would allow that. But and Ian seemed concerned that liberty-minded people might allow police to search their house at all.
There was actually one listener to the show who is also a friend of several activists in New Hampshire who lives in Watertown.
Right.
And she called in last night and said that, yes, she did let the police into her house and they told her to leave. And she cooperated essentially for self-preservation because she didn't know what would happen if she told them no.
I think that's the sort of the authority thing. This is scary. These people are out there in, you know, basically tanks, these Bearcats, other armor personnel vehicles, and those kind of things. They're wearing, I mean, they look like everything like an occupying army.
Yes.
And they're telling you to get out so that they can search, and that's disturbing as it could possibly be. I got to say that I think that in this circumstance, probably the fastest thing is if you're not making any noise in your house, is to just not answer the door, because then the police are going to knock and then they're going on to the next place, and that's the fastest thing. If I don't have anybody in my house, what's the fastest way for me to get these people along their way? If I say, no, you can't look, they're just going to want to look that much more.
Right.
Get them all whipped up. I likely would tell them, look, you can come in, take a quick look around, but one of you can, and the rest of you have to stay outside. Sorry. I mean, that's just the way it is. There's nobody here. You can believe me and leave. Because that's the fastest thing, and you can go on and look for criminals. But I'll let one of you come through and take a look real quick just to set your mind at ease. But no, I'm not doing the standing out. My family's not going to stand out on the front lawn while you do your thing in my house. That's not happening. And frankly, what all police everywhere basically have this to blame for themselves. If they weren't out looking, because the reason people wouldn't want to let you in your house is they're worried you're going to take their guns, they're worried that you're going to find their grow-op in their closet, they're worried that you're going to get them for some stinking victimless crime and take them off to jail.
Even if it's not a grow operation, if you have a pipe and a small amount of certain plants or substances.
They're not going to be looking for small amounts at this point. They should be looking for man-sized
right.
space. So,
but I'm just saying, you know, if you do, and I understand that small amounts of marijuana are legal in Massachusetts, but if you have something over that small amount, then, you know, who knows? You might wind up being charged with a misdemeanor.
Let's try Janet in Charleston, see if we can get these phones working. Janet, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes.
Here we go.
I just found out today that the Muslims are over our books, okaying them.
Muslims are over our books?
Texas, our children's textbooks.
Which Muslims are, you're saying they're writing
it's
the books?
It's an organization, I don't know, but it's on the Internet. That they're concerned that Muslims are selecting our children's books.
Why would a school board allow just Muslims to select the books for school-age kids?
Well, I don't know, but I've just seen that on there, and that really concerns me.
It seems unlikely to me, but people should. I will probably take a look. People should probably take a look at this. It sounds. It smacks of bigotry and fear mongers.
Yes.
What it sounds like to me.
It's unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. So I would check
it out. It certainly sounds unbelievable.
I would agree with you, Janet. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Let's take Pat calling in from Virginia. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I tried to get on the show the other night, but unfortunately I ran out of time. But
bring
back some memories. I called a couple weeks ago due to these arsons that were on the eastern shore of Virginia.
There's a bunch of arsons that went on, and but there's a two counties there or one county on the eastern shore?
I think it's like two or three counties.
Okay.
And anyway, but like I can't remember, was 72 fires or 53?
It was a whole bunch of them, and it basically done by a firefighter, right?
No. Basically, there's a man and a woman involved in it, and they were going around setting them. I don't know what's in these people, man. I thought Virginia was for lovers, not haters.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the story, but I think that they found out that guy was I hate to be talking when somebody disagrees because
a volunteer fireman.
Well, a volunteer is a fireman.
Yeah, I think he had something to do with it.
All right. So what do you want to say about it, Pat?
Well, I mean, like I said before, I thought Virginia was for lovers, not haters. I mean, that's sad.
Virginia's a place, and it's going to have criminals just like every other place.
Yeah, it's real sad, man. It's you know, a lot of these people had old farmhouses and stuff like that. You never know, you could restore them, you know, or sell the property or something, you know. But I guess these people weren't even thinking.
I guess not, Pat. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I just pulled up an article from NBC that said that ex-firefighter and girlfriend accused in string of over 70 arsons.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm glad I remembered properly. Karen, calling on from WXXM. It's a big night from WXXM in
Hi, guys.
Wisconsin.
Hello.
I'm calling about the Boston thing.
Yes.
Are you aware or had you heard that the man who lost both his legs, when he woke up out of surgery and out of recovery, the first thing he did was ask for pen and paper. What he wrote was that he had come eye to eye with the guy leaving the bomb.
Yes, I remember. I did see this story today.
Yeah.
It's touching. It's a touching story, and it shows a great deal of internal fortitude in this gentleman.
Absolutely. You know about the man that saved his life, don't you?
I want to hear about it, Karen. Please, if you will. Hold the line. 855-453, Free Talk Live. Things you want to share about the Boston bombing? We're here for you. 855-453.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here tonight. It's been, well, just about wall-to-wall Boston. I'm talking about the bombings in Boston. It's the live Saturday night edition with Mark.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE. Daryl, we're going to be doing our first remote broadcast from the West Coast coming up here in May. From May 17th through the 19th, we will be at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. That is the Bitcoin conference that goes on in 2013. And I think it's going to be very exciting. There are going to be people, experts, talking about Bitcoin. There's going to be education and certainly opportunities that are proffered there, it would be my imagine. Networking opportunities, all kinds of, the kinds of things that go on at conventions. And this is what's going to be happening. I'm excited. I want to hear about all the new ideas and businesses that are going to be springing up around Bitcoins. People have been talking about Bitcoins, and all the major networks have talked about Bitcoins at some point or another. And I think it's going to be fascinating. If you can make it, please come out and see us at in San Jose from May 17th through the 19th, the San Jose Convention Center, I believe, for Bitcoin 2013. You can go get your tickets at Bitcoin2013.com. There will be experts from Coinbase, BitPay, BitInstant, NerdTribe, TradeHill, Facebook, all talking about the future of Bitcoins. Bitcoin2013.com.
And I think FreeAid is going to be there. And earlier in the week, they announced that they are going to basically all Bitcoin donations.
I saw they were still taking regular donations on their website.
For a limited time.
Ah, okay. There we go. So it's exciting stuff. Let's go to Michael in Virginia. Michael, do I owe you an apology? It seems like we've tried to have you on here a couple of times.
You do such a great job doing your show. You owe nobody an apology.
I'm going to go ahead and give it anyway. Sorry about the confusion, Michael.
Well, thank you. Let me just cut to the chase here. We have in this country 410,000 agents for a foreign empire.
410,000 agents for a foreign empire, all right.
That's right. They are sworn to obedience and submission to the lifetime dictator of that foreign empire. And as part of that obedience and submission for the last 30 years, they have been bringing illegal aliens into this country and giving them sanctuary in 860 of our cities, which are officially listed as sanctuary cities.
Well, if the cities are listing themselves as sanctuary cities, who cares? I mean, they're welcoming people in that situation, right?
No, here's the issue. This is a foreign empire deliberately controlling its 410,000 agents to get them to destroy this great Protestant republic by a flood of illegal immigration, which will bankrupt our social security system and many other systems as well.
Well, I'd say the social security systems, I don't expect that. I'm 42. I don't expect to get Social Security at all. I don't, frankly, expect the United States government to still be around. I mean, as far as bankrupting goes, they seem to have done that reasonably well on their own.
I'm curious what foreign empire you're
referring
to.
He's talking about
the
Lutherans. Can't you figure it out?
No. Of course I'm talking about the Vatican. 410,000 priests in this country swear an oath of submission and obedience to the Pope.
Are there 410,000 priests?
That's right, 410,000 of them. Now, there's also many, many thousands in Mexico who are cooperating with the many, many thousands in this country to make sure that this becomes a Catholic majority country in which they will be able to dictate any law. Right now, they're dictating a law that says we will not enforce the immigration laws of this country.
Well, the immigration laws in this country are flawed because there's different laws for different countries. I believe that there should be one set of immigration laws, and I think the immigration policy that the U.S. has with immigrants from Cuba is probably the best, to where if you get here, you can stay. Now, I don't like the aspect of we will send the Coast Guard into the waters between your country and what is supposedly ours, and if we find you, turn you around. But I do like the thing of if you get here, stay, because that was the policy for a very long time. That's how my ancestors came here in 1619 to the Jamestown settlement. They came over on a boat and they stayed.
Well, there was no United States then. There was no Constitution. There was no...
Yeah, and the Constitution does not authorize multiple sets of immigration policy. It says a uniform. What part of uniform means that we have one policy for every different nation in the world?
Well, we have this policy. The policy is if you were here operating on behalf of a foreign state, and the Vatican is officially recognized as a foreign state by the United States government, you must register as an agent of that government, and that puts you under certain restrictions as to what you can do. We are at a point now where unless we arrest every Catholic priest in this country, we will...
Why do you hate Catholic people?
Pardon me?
Why do you hate Catholic people?
I don't hate Catholic people at all.
Okay, then why do you care that there are Catholic priests in this country and people coming over from Mexico that might be Catholic? It seems that you're trying to make a religious war out of something that is basically you don't like immigrants. You're xenophobic, and quite honestly, I think you're very bigoted.
Well, you're obviously bigoted not to see the fact that we have laws which regulate...
I don't recognize the authority of those laws.
Pardon me?
I do not recognize the authority of the laws passed by the federal government. I never signed the Constitution authorizing that government to exist.
Yeah, well...
The Declaration of Independence says that governments are created with the consent of the governed. I have never consented to any existing government that is recognized by any authority. So
well,
I don't recognize their authority.
Then you shouldn't have the protections of United States law. You should be treated as an alien enemy.
Why would
wow.
The, I mean, you know, the United States government was intended to allow people in. I mean, the first immigration laws were brought out in the 1880s in order to keep it always has to do with a group of people. It never has to do with, types of people. You know, they're never trying to keep out the bad people or the lazy people. They're trying to keep out, you know, this group or that group. The first were the Chinese, and then it's the Italians, then it's the Irish, and, you know, it just keeps on going on and on. Like, we can figure out somebody's religion or ethnicity and find out what kind of good person or bad person they are. And I think it's a terrible way to judge it. But I do appreciate your concerns, Michael. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Sean in Chicago. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? First time listener. Really enjoy the show.
All right. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if you guys had got a chance to see the picture of the lady who they said died at the Sandy Hook massacre, and then later they were showing the picture of her also saying she died at the Boston Marathon bombing. I don't know if you got a chance to see that, but they had a
I have seen a few of these comparison pictures in the past, and I saw one of a woman recently on Facebook. I generally just ignore them because, A, people look like people. B, I don't know where these pictures come from. Facebook is only one step up from that email that your aunt sent around that claims all kinds of crap that's false, and if all you have to do is look it up and then it's not true. I don't know. There's always going to be somebody who's willing to spend the time digging down and finding the terrible conspiracy behind each one of these incidents that come up in life. And sometimes it's hurricanes. Sometimes it's, you know, some incident with a shooting or a bombing or whatever. And I don't know. To me, it just doesn't seem like there's anything to be had at the bottom of that hole.
I saw something floating around to where it was the same exact photo and then just a caption. But I could make a photo, put two pictures of Mark and say whatever I want to. It doesn't make it true.
Sean?
Hello?
Hey.
Okay, so also with the Sandy Hook one, they were saying that there was a picture of all the kids that died, and there's a little girl in a red and black dress who they say died, a little blonde girl.
It's worth looking into. Thanks for your call. 855-450-FREE. Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning? Or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Get 15% off when you book 7 days in advance now through May 16th and stay by May 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.